DeepEnglish.com.
Patterns can be broken. Active speaking, part A. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it probably is a duck. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then is it probably a duck? Yes, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it probably is a duck. This expression was coined by a 19th century poet. Who coined the expression? A 19th century poet coined the expression. It's used these days to say that we can identify something unknown by its patterns of behavior. Is it used these days to say that we can identify something unknown by its patterns of behavior? Yes, it's used these days to say that we can identify something unknown by its patterns of behavior. In 2015, a variation of this expression was used in defense of Russian airstrikes in Syria. When was a variation of this expression used? In 2015, a variation of this expression was used. After being accused of targeting the Free Syrian Army, the foreign minister insisted that they were targeting ISIS. Who did he insist they were targeting? He insisted they were targeting ISIS. Who insisted they were targeting ISIS? The foreign minister insisted they were targeting ISIS. He said, if it looks like a terrorist, if it acts like a terrorist, if it walks like a terrorist, if it fights like a terrorist, it's a terrorist, right? Was he talking about ducks? No, he wasn't talking about ducks. He was talking about terrorists. Humans naturally apply the duck test to make quick decisions, but appearances can be deceiving. Do dogs naturally apply the duck test to make quick decisions? No, dogs don't naturally apply the duck test to make quick decisions. Humans naturally apply the duck test to make quick decisions. What can be deceiving? Appearances can be deceiving. We can correctly identify someone's habits or patterns, but this doesn't tell the whole story. What can we correctly identify? We can correctly identify someone's habits or patterns. Does this tell the whole story? No, this doesn't tell the whole story, and it doesn't account for our ability to change. What doesn't it account for? It doesn't account for our ability to change. When Sean Hopwood appeared in front of the judge for robbing banks, the judge thought he was a good-for-nothing punk. Why did Sean Hopwood appear in front of the judge? Sean Hopwood appeared in front of the judge for robbing banks. What did the judge think he was? The judge thought he was a good-for-nothing punk. He was caught red-handed and was certainly guilty of the crime, but he didn't fit the pattern of a criminal. Was he caught blue-handed? No, he wasn't caught blue-handed. He was caught red-handed. Was he innocent of the crime? No, he wasn't innocent of the crime. He was guilty of the crime. What pattern didn't he fit? He didn't fit the pattern of a criminal. He was friendly and popular in school. He was also from a good family in a small town. What was he like in school? He was friendly and popular in school. What was he also from? He was also from a good family in a small town. With a population of just 2,500, Davis, Nebraska was a low-crime community, not the type of place with a lot of bad influences. What was the population of Davis, Nebraska? The population of Davis, Nebraska was 2,500. Was it a high-crime community? No, it wasn't a high-crime community. It was a low-crime community. Was it the type of place with a lot of bad influences? No, it wasn't the type of place with a lot of bad influences. Sean didn't have any of the telltale signs of a kid going down the wrong path. Did Sean have any of the telltale signs of a kid going down the wrong path? No, Sean didn't have any of the telltale signs of a kid going down the wrong path. He now looks back and describes it as a good childhood with a loving family. How does he describe it? He describes it as a good childhood with a loving family. One night, Sean went out drinking with his buddies, and an old friend asked him a preposterous question. What do you think about robbing a bank? What did Sean do with his buddies one night? One night, Sean went out drinking with his buddies. Who asked him a preposterous question? An old friend asked him a preposterous question. What was the question? The question was, what do you think about robbing a bank? He said that most people would have walked away, but he enthusiastically said yes. What would most people have done? Most people would have walked away. Did he reluctantly say yes? No, he didn't reluctantly say yes. He enthusiastically said yes. To this day, he doesn't know why. To this day, does he know why he said yes? No, to this day, he doesn't know why he said yes. I don't have a great excuse as to why I did these things. Does he have a great excuse as to why he did these things? No, he doesn't have a great excuse as to why he did these things. And everybody always wants that. It closes the circle. Does everybody always want that? Yes, everybody always wants that. What does it close? It closes the circle.